As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now to more wild soup news.
Yeah. So this is Friday night. Sitting around the house. I got home about 11:30, 11:45. Getting ready to go to bed.
That's after our party. Right?
Yeah. No, so this would have been Thursday night. I checked that because it was the night before. I'd been out with a buddy of mine, so it was Thursday, not Friday, because yeah, Friday night would have been our party. So we were out and about and got home, and my two daughters were having a conversation. They were like chatting on the FaceTime and whatnot. So I was talking to them, and I'm like, "Hey, I'm going to bed, and good night." So I go upstairs, and I go to holler downstairs for I believe the quote was. To tell my daughter, let your dumb dog out to go to the bathroom, because he was walking downstairs, and I hear a man's voice go, no. Scared the living hell out of me. Mm. I was like, dah! It was my stupid son who had come home and not told me that he had come home. Mm. So he surprised me, and I was like, that gave me a heart attack. Mm. So I was like, oh, buddy. So I go downstairs to see
my
him.
Son is an idiot.
I turn the corner, and there's a strange woman now in my living room. He brought his girlfriend home, who I didn't think was real.
A new girl?
A new girl.
All right.
Who I had yet to see any photographic evidence for, and he refused to produce a photo.
Merry Christmas, bitch.
And so I believed that she was made up. No, she's real and in my living room. And I was like, oh, very nice to meet you. How's it going? Talked to her for a little bit.
Are you kidding me?
Went to bed, woke up the next day, figured we'd have a nice little chat. So we're talking. And she seemed very nice, very sweet gal, very naturey. At one point, she emerged from the backyard. I was like, I just saw her roam in the backyard. I'm like, what's happening out there? And she comes back. She was over by the murder shed. And I was like, oh, hanging out at the murder shed, are you? And she goes, hey, do you spray? And I'm like, no, what happens by the murder shed stays by the murder shed. Reaches down, starts picking up some weeds and starts eating them. She's like, apparently we have some sort of plant lettuce growing out by the murder shed.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
She's just eating your weeds? Is she a goat?
Just picking them up. And she offers some to me. I'm like, no, we're good.
What?
We're good.
Is she like super hippie?
She's like one with nature.
She's a hippie.
Whoa.
Little. She doesn't look like a hippie, but she is nature. She has a van that like, she has like a van that she made and then like drives around and like is in nature with the band. She's one of those. So she is adjacent to
hippie. Very much hippie.
Eating weeds out of your backyard.
Yeah. By the murder shed, by the way. Like gross. Literally this lettuce weed or whatever is growing right on the outskirts.
And it's delicious apparently.
Of the wood pile, which housed, we all remember the wood pile. The wood pile of death. Hence the murder shed. Oh no, she's great. She's like, oh yeah, this is nutritious. And I was like, oh, this is happening. And so we start mentioning
red flags.
Yeah. And at one point, she can also speak to crows. She talks to crows.
There's another red flag.
Is she a witch?
So she was my boy Eisman was telling me about how she is one with nature And we were talking just about it, and she goes, yeah. She goes, I can get crows to communicate back and forth.
Oh, come on.
At which point, dude, she fires out unexpectedly, like, a crow? Like, she speaks fluent crow. It's the damnedest thing.
Yes. No way.
Speaks fluent
what
crow.
What happened? What did she say?
Did she start calling?
She started calling. Co-co! It sounded exactly like a crow. I'm like, oh, my God.
Did they speak back, and what did they say?
I'm like, you're the most fascinating person I've ever met. Then,
oh my God.
My son tells her about Operation Best Friend and how I'm trying to befriend the raccoons.
Oh, she's like, I can do that for you.
And I'm like, oh my God, can you help with Operation?
Arrange a meeting, maybe?
Yeah, Best Friend. I'm like, what are we doing? Can you put in a good word with me? Can you tell the crows to tell the raccoons that we're one? She also, she raised a possum when she was younger.
Of course she did.
Yeah, of course she did. So we start talking about the raccoon, and she mentions that she has a raccoon named Charlotte. And I'm like, are you effing? Do you have a raccoon? No. She has raccoon skulls. She has a raccoon skull that she calls Charlotte. And this is where I found out. You want to talk about red flag? And again, very much liked this girl. She spent the weekend with us. She was great. But ate lettuce out of my backyard, which I wasn't growing, speaks to crows, has a raccoon skull that she calls Charlotte. And I asked her, where did you get a raccoon skull? At which point she told me, well, wow. I found a dead raccoon and I buried it. And then I dug it up to get the skull. And I'm like, so you're a serial killer. You're doing what serial killers do. And she goes,
this is how order gets your skin.
And she's like, no. She goes, I created a rot box. I'm like, what is a rot box? Apparently there's a thing now where you make a box, you poke holes in it, you put like twigs and so like all the maggots and the bacteria, you bury it, and then you wait a determined amount of time, and then you come back and you dig it up and then you get the bones. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, yeah, I got a squirrel I'm working on right now. Like, what do you mean? She has a dead squirrel right now buried, waiting to be dug up and brought out.
Your son's about to die.
She also apparently has a bat. Somehow, and then, so now I'm fascinated. I'm asking a million questions.
Sorry, buddy.
She also has a bat, but she hasn't buried the bat yet. The bat's just in the garage. Like, what do you mean the bat's in the garage? I'm like, it's living. No, it's dead. And she goes, yeah, with little ones like that, it's more like a mummified bat. She's like, I'll bury that later. And then she starts telling me about the time that she was at the beach and she found a seal and she ripped its jaw off. Dead
was
seal.
RFK?
Dead seal on the beach.
Is that what he did with a whale?
I like that.
Wandered over.
Point Buckley.
Because she was telling me about how she has seal teeth. And I'm like, where do you get seal teeth? And she looks right at me and is
from
like,
seal jaw, dummy.
Idiot. Dude.
Where else?
You, listen. Okay, if this weren't your son's girlfriend, yes, whom you initially have to support, I mean, I know what you're going through right now. Because you know, when it's your kids and who they choose to date, you have an open mind and you're like, okay, I'm sure they're wonderful. I support my son. If this were anybody but your son's girlfriend, you would think she's a lunatic, dude.
Yeah, what if it was your daughter's boyfriend?
Right.
Like, this would not be
you
okay.
Would, yes, that's an even better question. If this were your daughter's boyfriend, O'Ren's boyfriend, you would murder him and take his bones in a... What is this? What'd you call
rot
it?
Rot box.
You'd put him in a rot box.
The best is that I was like, how long does it take, by the way, to rot an animal? And she's like, well, it depends on the size. Little ones you can just bury, but big ones you got to make a rot box. And it really depends on how long. And I'm like, is it a trial and error? And he goes, yeah, sometimes you dig it up and it's not quite there, so you rebury it. And I was like, oh my God. And then the seal jaw was the one that I was like, hold on.
Can I ask two questions?
Ask away, because I had a million questions.
One, where did she get the interest in all of this? And two, where did she procure like the skills and the know-how? Like, did she just find all of this on internet, or was she like an Eagle Scout or something?
Can I answer both of these?
Yeah.
One, she's a murderer. Two, YouTube.
I think she just, because I did ask, and I just got the general sense that she has just always been into nature. She just, She likes the woods.
Dead nature.
She wants dead nature.
Yeah, there's a
It gets better because not only did she rip the seal one was the one that it was I was having a hard time processing the ripping the jaw off the seal. To which point she had to produce photos because I'm like, I'm going to need to see like photos of this.
Did she use a tool or was this a barehanded?
No, it's bare affair. It's bare hand.
Oh my god.
And then she was like, yeah, I got some vertebrae too. I'm like, predator style? She's got seal vertebrae and seal.
At no point are you worried about like dead animal bacteria or anything. You're just like,
and what is Tiny Y saying when all this is?
He's like, yeah.
He's like, hot, huh, Dad?
I did ask at one point.
See the BTJ do that.
I was like, oh, believe me. BTJ is like, BTJ was in the kitchen making up dinner. I'll tell you right now, BTJ was just.
Yeah, she should.
There was a lot of just silence coming from the other room with an occasional like,
glance.
Because I asked, I said, so you're just walking the beach and you seal the decomposing seal. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, do you have gloves? And she goes, no, I didn't have gloves. So I'm like, you just raw dog that. And she goes, yeah. I'm like, so you just like kind of put your foot? And she goes, yeah, I mean, it's mostly decayed. But she goes, there was some flesh. Don't worry. I also found out that once you get the animal like ripped apart, you soak it in hydrogen peroxide.
I did know that.
Yeah. So this is going to be potentially the woman who births your grandchildren.
Yes.
Or some of them.
And maybe murders someone else's grandchild. I don't know. So basically what I've gathered is we have raccoon, we have a dead raccoon named Charlotte. There's a squirrel that she's working on right now. There's a rabbit that we have. That's been harvested. We got the seal. We got seal jaw, teeth, and vertebrae. And a bat that may or may not eventually get buried. And I was like, what do your parents think about this? She goes, oh, well, I don't know. They're kind of supportive. She goes, one time I brought a bird in and my dad got mad because it kind of stuck up the garage. Poor Bruce.
So what are her redeeming qualities?
She was great. She was sweet. She was very nice. She just like everything about her was great. And then
except
the fact that she buries animals and then waits for them to rot and then takes their bones and makes jewelry out of them. And I was like, what? Yeah, because I was like, what do you do? And she's like, I don't know. It's like sometimes I make jewelry. Other time I just kind of have them. So if I walked into your room right now, I would see like a raccoon skull. She was like, yeah, that's Charlotte. I'm like, well, so I said my mom's name is Charlotte.
What if I tell you that she is Jody Allen, only 23 years old or however old?
Well, I see.
So she's going to be a billionaire.
Yes.
But she's also cuckoo and may sexually harass some men, including your son.
Yeah, I think that's just...
Are you taking that?
I think you take it. I think you roll the dice.
I think you are, too.
You roll the dice. The best part is, like, stone-faced, like, she had, like, that nothing was weird about this at all. There's multiple times I was like, yeah, this is, like, this is serial killer behavior. And she's like...
She's like, oh, I'm not denying that.
No, at no point did she deny it. At no point did she deny that it was weird.
What if she said at a later? I'll tell you about the bodies later. I'll tell you about the
humans
later.
I was kind of afraid to ask. I'm like, how big of a rot box and how long do you need humans?
I don't know you well enough. You're an awful big guy. I'm gonna need a big rot box.
If she comes across a dead human body in the woods, is she calling the authorities or is she starting an experiment?
I think maybe if she did say that she likes kind of hands and feet. It's like,
oh, dude.
It's like, what is happening?
What's her field of study? Is she going to like plan to be in a morgue or something?
No, she's going to be, she's like a biology major. She's like pre-med. Okay. She's super smart.
What's her name?
Mia. Super smart. By the way.
Nationality?
White. White.
Okay.
Yeah. Think like she kind of looks like Poison Ivy, like she's a Batman villain. And she ate Murder Shed lettuce. And I was kind of, I almost said something. I was like, you might want to look underneath that wood pile because I'll tell you what, over the years, stuff happens in that wood pile. I was kind of terrified though that she would start moving pieces of wood to see what's happening in the yard. At one with nature.
Well, who needs a cat?
I've got her.
When you've got her.
Yeah.
They're eating the cats.
She'll take care of your rodents.
Oh, yeah. She likes rats, by the way.
Is she a redhead?
Yes. Yes. Dude, and that, and she did point out that she liked rats, and I was like, huh? I was like, dude, rats? And she's like, yeah. I was like, what about them? And then she went on a big, long thing about how she loves rats.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Something happens to my son.
There's one place we're checking first.
This is probably not the time to ask this question.
Ask away.
But, I mean, I know the redhead thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they're all crazy.
Yeah.
That's a stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
That we should not perpetuate that stereotype.
Yeah.
But isn't there something to, like, the genetics of a redhead that you kind of got to watch out? Like, am I wrong?
She didn't move around a lot as a kid, too. Is there a possibility that she is running from a series of murders? She's like all over the map.
She's like beating other children and stealing their teeth, and they're like, you got to move towns.
I don't know, bro. I have never been worried about you or your kids ever until right now. I'm scared. Not my monkey, not my circus.
No.
But I'm a little worried about this.
I was joking that one of the guys that I'm going to Italy with, he's got a piece of property up in the Okanagan Highlands, and he's always shooting coyotes up there. And I mentioned to her, I was like, hey, you want a dead coyote? I probably get you as many coyotes as you can. Halfway joking? No, she was all about it. She's like, yeah.
I'd love one. Mr. Sukanik, thank you.
Yes.
I won't kill you now.
That was my way of brokering some sort of deal to not harm anyone in my family.
Keep offering me a sacrifice of nature, and your son will live.
Caw-caw, caw-caw.
I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah,
she speaks to crows.
I already forgot about the bird caw-caw, communication.
Dude. That's like number 7 on the red flag list.
Dude, the crow, I'm telling you, that was the most spot on. And when I was like, are you seeing, James was like, or Eisenman was like, dude, you should hear it, Dad. Like, they answer. And then she went on, she goes, yeah. She goes, if it's in like a lot of like busy areas and they can see me, they won't. But like, if I'm out in nature, they will come see that it's me, and then sometimes they lose interest and fly away. But she's like, they answer. She speaks crow.
Rank the most concerning to least concerning speaking or communicating with birds, eating weeds out of your yard, seal jaw.
Dude, seal jaw. It's yeah, the seal jaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seal jaw. Yeah. You found a dead seal, and you thought to yourself, what the hell? I'll rip its jaw.
Rip the jaw off.
Or... don't forget the vertebrae.
But how dead was the seal?
Like, it was dead.
So like, it was just a carcass? Just the like bones?
The deader it is, the grosser it gets.
It was, so I mean, like, originally I was picturing like a fully intact seal. She did show me photos. It was very, very decomposed.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, but she did have to put the foot, because I was like, did you? She goes, no, I had to put my foot on the head.
Got to unhinge the jaw.
Yeah, pull.
But that makes it a little better.
Yes.
Because she didn't have to do any surgery.
I was thinking originally, like, you had to, like,
cut out the.
No, it was mostly.
Because I was thinking, there's really, if you had a seal, okay, so if you walked by a seal.
Yeah.
And a dead seal, and you're like, I have to take part of that seal.
Yeah.
What are you even taking? Like, what can you even get?
Apparently the jaw.
Without a knife, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, what are you...
No, this was, like...
So it had to have been decomposed.
It was decomposed. You could see it. You could see the flipper and everything. But it was, like, a lot of the meat had, like, it had been wasted away.
That jaw was calling to her. She saw it sitting right there. She's like, ah, there we go.
Yes!
Finally.
Yes!
It's her Super Bowl. She's like,
was her... Because I did ask. She's like, oh, yeah, that was the all-time fine.
Is that legal?
Desecration of a
seal. Can you do that?
That I don't know.
Did she just admit to a crime?
She may not be a real person. I don't know. Is there a limitation there? Couldn't tell you.
Well, I tell you, that's
maybe
wild.
The crows or the seagulls told her where to find the seal. You want a bone necklace?
Seal? Does she communicate with any other animals, or is it just crows?
No. I think she definitely is. She has a way with animals. You can tell.
But does she speak their languages? Or
I don't know if she speaks the language, but she speaks crow,
okay.
And that is spot on.
We should have her in.
She was the most interesting person that any one of my kids has ever brought home.
Be careful, dude. All right, well, I don't know how we follow that up.
Yeah.
Here's Buck.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.